Sexual assaults and unwelcome sexual advances on military campuses continue to make news, despite multiple programs to both prevent attacks and make it easier for victims to report them. Last month, the AP reported that the Naval Academy in Annapolis and the U.S. Military Academy in West Point logged year-over-year increases in assaults. Only the Air Force Academy in Colorado posted a decrease. Jill Loftus would like to see that replicated across all military campuses. She's the first director of the Department of the Navy's Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Office. She's in Hawaii with a new theater-based interactive training called Peer Praxis. We talked earlier, and I asked her about the impact of the AP story.
We really don't know that the incidence is really going up, the prevalence. We really know that reporting is throughout the military at large. Both the Marines and the Navy, we see reporting coming out, and we hope that that's because people feel much more comfortable coming forward. We think the incidence, the prevalence rate, is going down amongst all our sailors and Marines. We know that alcohol is a big factor, and we really have started to go after the alcohol piece in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, and at Annapolis on the campuses there. It's a lot less than it is on college campuses throughout the country. So we think we're making some strides there.
We've heard the idea that you've just talked about. People feel more comfortable to talk about it now. Comfortable to talk about something that happened after the fact, but getting to the why it's happening seems to be the big issue. How do you think we approach that differently now through the program that you're bringing?
Well, we really, one of the factors with the military and the population that we bring in, over 25% of our population has been victimized before they even come into the military. That's something that we have to deal with, something that's out in society. We really try now at boot camp and at the first time they go to their technical schools to have small group discussions, to talk about what's in the general public, to talk about that there are victims all amongst us, one in five, one in four. There's a lot of different statistics out there. But we have a lot of small group discussions in small units, on ships, in our military populations with leadership to have the discussion, to really talk about what is sexual assault, what is the definition, what does it mean to be a victim of sexual assault, and how can we give support to those amongst us who are victims, and have that conversation and really discuss what it is to be an active bystander, to look for the signs that we may not have recognized in the past, how to be aware of situations that might cause those sexual assaults. And hopefully we're making people more cognizant of the surroundings and what's going on around them that they might not have seen in the past.
It sounds as if you're saying that in many ways a situation that's happening in society as a whole winds up on your doorstep.
It really does, and we need to be prepared for that. We don't know who victims are or survivors are. We don't ask when they come, so we have to be certainly aware of it. And one of the things we're doing is a lot of training, interactive training on recognizing situations that are retaliatory or maybe ostracizing others who may report sexual assaults. And we try to make people who or in small situations like that, recognize that there may be other survivors amongst them who are their friends and who are their colleagues that they don't know may be survivors and what kind of damage that might do to them. So as part of our theatrical group right now, we've got a group called Peer Praxis that's here doing performances. We talk about retaliation, social ostracism, for those who report sexual assaults. And we let them know that maybe the person next to them that's standing by watching them may be affected by their behavior.
As you are now touring around with Peer Praxis, what specifics to this program are different from ones that may have happened even in just the past few years?
Well, this is very, very interactive, and it engages the audience and makes them participate. They're part of the show. This is a small group, eight people who are, they're professional actors. They're young people. They're in their 20s and 30s. They relate to the young sailors and Marines in the audience. And when they do scenarios, they ask for the audience's suggestions on how they might have acted differently or how they may have intervened in situations. And then they call the audience up on stage. If you've given a suggestion, you get to act with them. And they don't just passively let you get away with just trying out your intervention. They act against you. And so they let you know how hard it is to try to intervene in a situation. And so each show is different. I've seen hundreds of these shows, and each one is different because each sailor and each Marine has a different idea of how to disrupt the behavior.
What behaviors have been incorporated into shows as you've moved forward?
Well, we started out with just an awareness of the situations. We started out with bystander intervention. That was the first iteration of this. And now we've gone into more of a how to recognize retaliation and social ostracism and male sexual assault. This also has elements of male sexual assault, and someone in the show is a victim of child sexual assault and never reported until this time when they're in the service. And so this is that nuanced idea that maybe your best friend or a colleague or a shipmate may have been the victim of child sexual assault.
So this seems to be a mix of improv, of focus group, a lot of interactivity. How will you measure success when peer praxis is done?
Well, we measure it in a couple of ways. We do a lot of focus groups everywhere we travel, and that's how this has evolved, even this show, because I travel all over the world. I talk to sailors and Marines. We ask them after shows, what was good about this? What was bad? What did you think? What did we get right? What did we get wrong? And that's how we improve, we hope, our shows. And after this show is over, we'll do a lot of surveys on command culture, command climates. And we always ask the question, did you intervene in a situation that you thought might have resulted in either a sexual assault, or did you find yourself intervening in a situation that may have been retaliatory or social ostracism? And we're now up to the point where we're getting 80 to 90% of sailors say they would have or they did intervene, which is certainly a lot more than we saw 2 years ago.
Is there anything more that you think about this program that the rest of us don't really know or understand that we should?
Well, I think that a lot of the performances and the intervention work that we do is certainly transferable into the general public. A lot of this work could be done in elementary, even intermediate high schools, for bullying, for ostracism. We see a lot of that, that maybe people don't recognize those situations. A lot of times, I think that children even don't recognize when somebody is being bullied. I think that they don't get to act it out and practice. It's almost like athletes who practice, you know, before they play tennis, they hit many, many tennis balls. I remember when I played basketball, we did a lot of free throws before we played in a game. I think that if you get to practice your intervention skills, that you will find that you're much better at recognizing the situation and jumping in and acting.
Ms. Loftus, I want to thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Jill Loftus is the first director of the Department of the Navy's Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Office. Her office is in Hawaii this week with Pure Praxis, a theater group that uses improvisation and audience participation to confront social issues, including sexual assault, bystander intervention, and harassment.